The Dave and Darren Podcast, only on Nacho Radio.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome to Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave, and I believe you all know my associate and partner, Darren. Hello, Darren.
Hi, kids.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. Yeah. I'm still working on a few things.
You mean
leftovers?
Intestinally? Or what do you mean working on a few things?
Working out some family issues.
Uh-huh. Well, that's big this time of year, trying to get that stuff figured out.
I'm a bit of a scavenger when it comes to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
In that, you know, you've got this beautiful bird cooked and everything,
mm-hmm.
and I go for like, oh, I'll take that heart. I'll take that gizzard.
Yeah.
I'll take that. I'll take the neck. And by the time you finish all that...
What do you do with the neck?
You eat the neck. There's meat on the neck.
I couldn't throw it away fast enough.
No, I eat the neck.
Yeah. You and I have...
And you get to play with those little vertebrae in your mouth.
And after like 2 days of leftovers, everything's got to go here. And then,
yeah, good for you.
Yeah, I just...
Not me, I'm
just,
still...
You work on it, where I'm over it.
To the point where things are turning different colors.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, you open up a leftover and it's like, that doesn't smell right.
Is it supposed to smell that way?
Right. We're eating pizza tonight, everybody. Thanksgiving is over.
It is over. It's done.
Now it's on to the holiday season. Your favorite time of year, Darren?
Now, there was a sign on that.
People can't see because we're here in the Capriotti's Sandwich
Shop Studios. But there was a big sign in bold letters.
Yeah, we're here.
Stay off.
We've got a treadmill down here, and
thought I was going to get on it?
No, we put that sign up whenever kids come over.
Oh,
because there have been incidences of people climbing, little people climbing on the treadmill.
Yeah, because that's probably like the last thing I'm going to get on.
Yeah.
So there's no.
You know, I wanted to get on the treadmill, but the sign was yelling at me and said, "Keep off."
Well, I'm not going to get on that thing if it's got a sign on it.
By the way. Yesterday, you posted on to let people know that we were doing a show today, you posted on our Facebook, hey, we're going to be live from the Capriotti Sandwich Shop Studios at 6:30. I feel like a lot of people read that post thinking that we're at Capriotti's.
At 6:30 in the morning?
We're not.
No, we're here.
I'd love to be, but we're here in the studios are named after Capriotti's.
Yes.
We're not at Capriotti's. People were saying, oh, I'm going to get a sandwich early in the morning, and oh, it's going to be wonderful. Did you read any of your reactions? Because I wasn't sure.
No.
I didn't want to say, no. We're not going to be there at 6:30 in the morning. They're not even open.
No, James, well, they might be there cooking their delicious turkeys.
Well, yes.
But, no, James, I don't know, James wants us there at 6:30.
I'm not sure what the point of that would be, but thanks for, kind of playing along, everybody. Appreciate that. Do have a couple of texts here on the Harrington's Pub text line. Tell me more about Harrington's Pub, Darren.
Harrington's Pub?
Yes.
The text line number is 470-23-NACHO, Harrington's Pub, Cumberland Square Drive in Bettendorf.
Here's one from the 605 area code about a previous podcast that we've done. It says, fellas, I'm pretty sure the Scrabble rule of showing your hand to prove you're not holding a tile is to stop you from sneaking bad tiles off your board back into the bag, rather than sneaking good tiles into the game altogether.
That you've brought yourself.
But if you're taking a bad tile off the board, then you're going to notice that there are words that don't make sense. Right?
Are you sneaking bad tiles off the board or bad tiles off out of your...
I'm pretty sure the Scrabble rule of showing your hand to prove you're not holding a tile is to stop you from sneaking bad tiles off your board...
Off your board.
Meaning, so you've got one
you don't want.
You've got a Z. Yeah,
that's something that's already been laid down.
I see that. Well, yeah. Okay, that makes much more sense, I suppose. Here's one. In case you were wondering, everybody, here's somebody that's going back and listening to all the shows. It says, just so you know, episode 48 and 49 is the origin story of the Yumbo.
Mm.
Good to know.
Just in case you're a patron and you want to go back... You would have to go back to 48 and 49.
Here's one from the 309 area code. It says, my friend just got back from Wisconsin, and she said they were smoking in the bars up there. We were wondering about that.
In Wisconsin?
I don't think they're supposed to, but I think they do.
Yeah, I'm not saying that they didn't.
Yeah, I think it depends on, like, probably in a metropolitan area, they don't allow it. But if you're up north, anything
goes. Well, there were plenty of places around here when that first went into effect. I know, because I know that we did remotes in the places.
Where people were still smoking like, after
them. Well, you darn right we are.
Yeah.
I thought I'd get an accommodation for smoking.
Tom Vecinius was at one of these places?
No, but it was even the bar owners. It's like, you're not going to tell me what you're going to... And then they found out, yeah, you are going to tell us what to do.
Here's one. No disrespect to Darren. Love him. But would you please tell him there is no X in the word espresso? He's killing me.
Espresso.
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 Not espresso.
That's good. That's good to point out.
Mm-hmm.
Did I write it, espresso?
Someone sent this in. It's just a news story.
Espresso.
Man in a bear costume arrested for tearing open tents of Black Friday campers. And it just says, for crying out loud. If somebody really did that, that's my favorite story ever. Somebody dressed up like all these idiots with their tents in front of the Best Buy. If somebody really dressed up in a bear costume, this feels like an onion or something. That's not a real thing. But if somebody really dressed up as a bear to give these campers the full experience, that could be the greatest story.
Could get yourself shot, though.
Well, that's not a bad idea.
Whenever you dress up like a bear, and our guy knows that.
You would think.
He would know that.
You would think George the Bear would be the one who would tell you.
Do you think George, well, did George put the outfit on before he got to the stadium or before he got to Wrigley Field?
My brother and I watched the entire George the Bear documentary
again. Or does he put it on there at the ballpark?
This Thanksgiving, we sat and watched it again. I thought that George the Bear getting headaches and getting high off the fumes in the suit, I thought that was a detail that we added.
Uh-huh.
No, that's real.
No, no.
He really did say, yeah. Oh, yeah, the glue in here, it's crying out loud.
No, he mentioned it.
Oh, it's only 8 minutes long, and it's maybe my favorite piece of video that I've watched ever in my life.
Speaking of the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio, yes, we had that sort of confusion years ago when we had a sponsor of a studio that even people within the building were like thinking that particular patron actually physically owned the studio. Do you remember that?
Well, you're talking about when we worked on Brady Street.
Right.
Where it's like, do they own the studio now? Was it Hart when we were at the Hardee's studio?
Yes.
And people thought that somehow we were going to be selling hamburgers out of the studio?
I don't know
studio?
What they thought, but people that were somewhat in charge were thinking that they actually physically owned, somehow they had bought that space.
Well, this is something that's been around since the dawn of radio, where it's a naming right to something, where, you know, it's the Mercury Theater of the Air, or the Lux, soap.
I'm pretty sure the tax slayer does not own that building.
No, they don't.
Of course they don't.
They pay money
to call it that,
so that we call it the Tax Slayer Center, and then the brand of Tax Slayer gets promoted. That's the best analogy yet. Yes, the people at Tax Slayer can't say, here are the bands we'd like you to start bringing in. Because here's the thing, the Tax Slayer people, they're worried about getting your taxes done. They're not like, been a while since Reba's been in town. Make that happen. Tax Slayer.
Three nights in a row, Reba.
And have Brock open up. It's time he started helping. No. So that's a sponsorship opportunity.
This is a strange
everybody
show.
Everybody wins.
This is a strange show that I saw coming to the Surf Ballroom in your Clear Lake.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Weird Al.
Okay, I dig it.
He's out on tour. It happens.
Yeah.
Opening act, Emo Phillips.
I would love to see that.
Well, you can.
I guess I didn't realize Emo was still working.
I didn't either. Has he changed his shtick at all?
No, I think it's imagine. The same.
Or is he still doing this?
No, I think that's it. Yeah, I think he's still very much doing the...
Try to pull my hair out.
I was eating some coleslaw.
I got to put up with this for 45 minutes.
He and Judy Tenuta were together in the 80s. Can you imagine those two?
You mean they were a couple?
But see, I think, like, Judy Tenuta, that's a character that she does. And I think Emo is kind of a character that guy does, but I also think it's really rooted in the fact that that's who Emo Phillips really is.
Could be.
Right?
Did you see that there's going to be an American Royal?
What is that?
Well, that Prince Harry's getting married.
So?
I'm just saying.
an American. Oh, because he's engaged to an American.
Right. But the more interesting thing, I believe, is that this young actress that he's going to be marrying, who she says, I'm done acting, by the way. I suppose you'll be busy.
Yeah.
Doing other things. Climbing into that hornet's nest. The fact that she looks a lot like Kate Middleton's sister.
They do have a type. She does look an awful lot like Pippa Middleton.
She looks like Pippa. And I
wonder, that was my first thought, when I saw that.
Is everyone going to get together? Because Pippa will get together with her sister. And then, of course, Harry will be there with his brother.
Yeah.
And everyone will be looking around going,
Yeah,
I did it.
No, she's American.
And the same way with the guy who married Pippa is going to be like,
Yeah, this is pretty hot. Yeah. Why don't you girls get in the pool, and us fellas are going to sit here and flip some burgers.
Yeah,
by flip some burgers, I mean.
It's like we've got an agreement. We made an agreement.
Emo Phillips was born Phil Salotnik, February 7th, 1956. He's only 61 years old, Emo Phillips.
Well, you still have a chance to see him.
I would love to see him. I'm bummed that show's coming to Clear Lake because I'm not going there. I would like to see it come.
It's a nice little drive.
I've done it.
Really clear your head.
I've done it a handful of times. Here's the thing. I've been through Mason City. I've never been to Clear Lake, I guess. I've been to Mason City.
You've just seen the signs.
Yeah, I've seen the signs.
Yes.
And I feel like that was close enough.
I saw the sign.
This place is famous because Big Bopper had to grab the yoke of the airplane and take it right to the ground.
Is that what happened?
I'm not singing Chantilly Lace again. Give me that throttle. This ends tonight.
You're the one that had Big Bopper showing up months later and several pounds lighter.
I was listening last night to a Big Bopper song. It's The Purple People Eater Meets the Witch Doctor by the Big Bopper. And you can tell Boppers just have about had enough.
Who gets the best of it?
You know, in the end, I think they decide they're going to be really good friends.
Okay. Maybe that's what he took umbrage with. Come on, someone write me a real song.
Pick me up. Hello, baby. That was his whole gimmick.
I'm the witch doctor.
I'm calling people on the phone. And he would have like the big novelty phone whenever he would sing his song.
Yes.
That's
because
I know a guy who makes his living as a Big Bopper impersonator.
Well, there's one coming up to the casino in Dubuque. They're redoing that here soon. You'll have your Buddy Holly. You'll have your Richie Valens, and Big Bopper.
Yeah.
Is it your guy?
He does other things as well, but he's been the Big Bopper in quite a few things. And he's a professional actor, and he tends to get the Big Bopper role a lot. It's like, Hey, we're casting Big Bopper again.
Well, February's coming up. This is his busy season.
Are we coming up on... Is it 60 years since that plane crashed?
No.
When did it crash?
59.
59, okay. So it will be 60 years here in 2 years.
True.
I've got five things to discuss.
We could do that. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg.
That's strange.
Tickets are available now for a variety of shows, including The Nutcracker, The Christmas Carol, a live radio play, The Magic of Bill Black Live, and comedian Henry Cho. Tickets are available at galesburgorpheum.org or by phone at 309-342-2299 or at their box office. The Orpheum serves wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews.
Ooh, yes.
The Orpheum is also available for private events, including weddings and movie rentals. And this is something that you should keep in mind as well, because people like doing this, especially on the weekends. Make a tiny little trip to Galesburg. Come check out the Galesburg Express on December 9th, that will be a Saturday in downtown Galesburg, where you can enjoy breakfast with Santa, carolers, ice skating, loads of activities for kids and adults, lots of holiday cheer, and the Orpheum Theater is going to have two free showings of the Polar Express, which is a great way to kick off the holiday season. They're going to show the Polar Express for free on Saturday, December 9th at noon and at 2:30.
Is Polar Express something that people, is that a holiday classic?
Yeah, I think people still want to see it.
I was in a home yesterday filming for Brood. They had a framed, in a giant poster frame, Polar Express movie poster up in their living room.
Yeah, it was a pretty big
deal. To celebrate the holidays.
Yep. I think it's a pretty big deal. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, and be entertained.
I will say this. I've given this a lot of thought. I'd like us all to give the song Last Christmas by George Michael the year off. Let's get back to it in 2018.
I don't know
that I need to hear a song about throwing away a heart the day after Christmas from a guy who died of a heart attack the day after Christmas.
Too soon?
It's a little too on the nose. Also, here's another issue, and I love the song, but I realized, listening to it yesterday, the song really has nothing to do with Christmas.
No.
It could have happened.
Could have been last 4th of July.
Right, well, except we don't give presents on the 4th of July.
Last Hanukkah.
Yeah. It has nothing to do. It's not like you broke my heart in the snow, or the jingle bells were jingling, or Santa was there when you walked away from me. It's just, I gave you my heart, and the next day, and then he's talking about, I was a shoulder to cry on and all this. It really has very little to do with Christmas at all.
We've got the Christmas tree up now.
You do?
Yes.
We've decided we're not ready yet here.
Good for you.
Yeah, we're going to do it this upcoming weekend.
Okay.
It's more.
Who made the decision? The boy?
No, as a family, we decided that we really
Let's give ourselves a little break.
Well, we've got all this Thanksgiving stuff up, and it's like, we just put this stuff up. Like, it was just trick-or-treats. So, we can give ourselves until Friday. December 1st is when the Christmas stuff comes up.
It was just trick-or-treats.
We just did this. Like, I just put all this. I just got all this turkey stuff out of storage, and I got to put it away?
You get, like, a little tiny tree.
Plus, the issue was this weekend when everyone was doing their decorations. It's just too damn nice out.
Well, but that would be kind of an opportune time to put decorations out.
Yeah.
As opposed to...
I did yard work instead.
I don't know. Maybe it's... Maybe we're just going to skip winter.
I got a feeling that's coming, buddy. And it's not going to be...
You got some insight?
I was talking to somebody yesterday. I don't want to name my source, but December 13th is the day you should all circle on your calendar.
What is that
day? For a snow event.
Apocalypse?
I know that your birthday's on a Friday this year.
Mine is?
Yes.
Ooh.
You got a Friday birthday this year, buddy.
Okay.
I was looking at the calendar yesterday, putting some things together for December. Like, look at that. There's Darren's birthday on a Friday.
I don't know that that'll make any difference.
You're not having a party?
Well, no.
I know I haven't been invited to any of your parties since you turned 40.
There haven't been any.
That was the last birthday party?
Yeah.
Last birthday
party.
We ate carrot cake.
You brought
the very next day. Rhonda threw it away.
You took it away.
Rhonda had a birthday since last time we spoke. How did that go?
She just had it a couple days ago.
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
did you do anything nice?
She likes Christmas. We went and got a Christmas tree.
Wonderful.
Number one.
Oh, here's another thing to get yourself excited about December.
She wanted to know if I wanted a Fitbit.
Well, you should do it. They're fun.
No, I don't want a Fitbit. I'm not going to get a Fitbit.
Like for Christmas, maybe?
Well, because I don't want anything. So she's kind of like, well, what do you want? I've told you. Underpants. Donna.
Donna, this is my secret Christmas list.
This is my secret.
I love women's clothing.
See these underpants? They're my dead mom's underpants for Christmas that I got.
These socks were my dead mom's.
And socks. So she's scrambling to figure out something to get me, and she's like, you want a Fitbit? I'll throw a fit if you get me a Fitbit.
Fitbit sounds like something that you throw into someone's mouth when they're having a fit. Like a crazy person,
that's not bad.
So that they don't swallow their tongue. Like, put the Fitbit in their mouth.
Uh-huh.
Am I wrong?
Go to the whip.
Right.
Go to the whip on this one, because this one's throwing a fit.
They're convulsing. Quick, grab the Fitbit and cram it in there so they don't
bite down hard on it.
December will host a supermoon. It will be the closest point in the moon's orbit to Earth, and that'll happen in the first few days of December. They're calling it Cold Moon 2017.
That's when we're getting all the snow?
It will be the bright... this will be much earlier in December.
Did you see the photo of...
There have been three supermoons in 2017. January, November, and now December. And this December will be the brightest the moon is all year long.
Not that this is anything new, I don't believe. But yeah. Did you see the photo that the guy put up that, okay, if the world was flat, this is what the lunar eclipse would look like?
Yes. Yes, Neil deGrasse Tyson, who really doesn't have much use for the flat earthers.
No, he doesn't.
We'll be talking about a flat earther a little bit later on in the show. Yeah, these supermoons are full moons which will appear bigger because we're so much closer to the moon. The moon...
pretty consistent.
It's had a great year.
Yeah.
What with the way it eclipsed the sun and all. And,
yeah, no, it's been a good one.
It just seems like it's really... It did not take this year
off.
Did
not disappoint.
December 3rd will be the cold moon this year. And they say it'll be at its brightest at 4:47 p.m.
So that's Sunday.
It is? Yes.
Already?
Yes, Sunday. Look out for...
cold moon.
Cold moon 2017.
Speaking of Sundays...
Speaking of Sundays... Yeah, how'd you do on the old cover five, buddy?
Do not take the Bears.
You wouldn't have taken the Bears.
I did. I took a flyer on the Bears, and it was not good.
Darren.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids, home of the Quad City's very best cheesesteak and other fantastic sandwiches as well. How about the grilled Italian? Like it hot? Their flavorful Italian meats grilled with provolone cheese, lettuce, tomato, and fried onions, absolutely delicious. Mm-hmm. When you're there, make sure that you get yourself some Capriati gift cards. Those are the perfect gift for any holiday season. Everyone loves Capriati's. And when you're there by yourself and just having lunch or having dinner, treating yourself maybe.
Treat yourself.
Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
I like this. It's week 13. Congratulations once again. Uncle Jizzy is at the top of the leaderboard.
We could be prouder.
Danimal 1060 is in second. Luff Woman, 209 points in third place. Chad Schneckloff in fourth place. Sure. And Gearhead 378 is in fifth place. I find myself currently in 13th place with 156.5 points. Didn't have the best week, but I stayed in the positive, which is what it's all about. Where are you at overall, Darren?
Like 80th?
It's just, here's what's important. For me, I have to do better than the guy whose name is Darren is better than Dave. That's big for me.
Better. It's not better.
Greater than.
Yeah.
Greater than. It's the old greater than routine there.
I just can't, no traction this year. And not just cover five. No traction.
Speaking of traction.
I've never had any traction.
Everything's coming up, Darren, because yesterday as I was making my rounds, doing my my account executive duties, mm-hmm. I saw something in town, in the metro area, that I don't know how long it's been there, but it certainly looked new to me, and I'm the sort of person that's always scanning, looking at things.
Yeah. The new Olive Garden?
No, that's getting closer.
And where's that at? John Deere Road?
I'm guessing. It's on... 16th, I think, right? What is that? It's by South Park.
Oh, it's on, okay.
It's on the other side.
I got you.
It's like in between the KFC and the Taco Bell.
Classy.
I saw yesterday for the first time, I believe ever, we've got a Twice the Ice in town.
Everything's coming up.
I want to say 53rd and Eastern, there is a Twice the Ice.
Oh.
With those two little penguins?
Yeah.
They're making it happen.
Son of a gun. Yeah. We had our chance.
You were going to franchise that.
We were going to be some sort of...
too late.
Frozen water magnets.
You had your chance, and you blew it,
Darren.
We blew
it, boy.
You blew it.
Although, at this time of year,
mm-hmm.
there are going to be some lean months.
Number two, you mentioned Olive Garden. A couple who has... been to an Arkansas Olive Garden every day for 7 weeks straight.
With one of those cards?
Yeah, they must have gotten one of those unlimited pasta cards. Justin
and
Jordan
Christmas.
Garton. Garton. They live in Fort Smith, Arkansas. And they just love to go to the Olive Garden.
The problem with that is you can't wrap it up in a big enough box. Well, you could.
I don't know that you need to take it home if you're going there every day to eat it. Do you?
No, I'm just talking about the gifts, because that's the biggest thing. Rhonda's not really all that concerned with getting me anything.
Mm-hmm.
She's just concerned with the look of the gifts around the tree.
I mean, you can put a gift card in a giant box. It'd be kind of a funny goof.
Playful.
This Jordan Garten says, I'm only the third generation on my dad's side to be born in America. What is that? What? Who cares? You know, our story is very unique. My grandfather came here from another country. Can you believe it?
And now I'm eating at Olive Garden?
He says, I just love Italian food. And growing up in Arkansas, that's pretty much one of the only Italian places that we ever got to go. I'm assuming he pronounces it Italian. It's Arkansas. They got married in 2015, and they purchased a never-ending pasta pass from Olive Garden. That's $100 you give Olive Garden, and then you have unlimited pasta and Coca-Cola soft drinks at the Olive Garden for a limited time. Justin says, we committed to eating there every day for 6 or 7 weeks to get our money's worth. It saved us several $100s when we really needed it. So,
and now here we are in the ER.
So,
how are they able to, so I guess they do that for dinner.
Yeah. They got married. They had $100 laying around. They're like, let's invest this in one of those Olive Garden cards. They got it. They ate there for 7 weeks. Now, to show their
Grandpa
appreciation...
Grandpa passed away and left us $100.
The Gartons...
He was a great man.
...have decided now that his wife, Jordan, is pregnant. They're going to name their daughter Olivia Garten as a tribute to Olive Garden.
And what's their last name, John?
Garten. G-A-R-T-O-N.
Their last name's Garten?
Yes, that's the whole point of this. So, Olive...
Hello, I'm Olivia...
Garten.
I'm Olivia Garten John.
Olivia Garten. They wanted to give their daughter a first name with Italian origins.
Couldn't they call her Olive? I mean, that's a girl's name.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be a better name, I think. Olivia is a pretty popular name.
Sure it is.
And Olivia Garten... You're not just calling your kid Olive Garden. You kind of are, but you're not.
I mean, if it was good enough for whatchamacallit,
Popeye. Popeye's girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. At some point, though, we need to sit down and have a difficult conversation about olive oil's weight. I know it's not my place to have an opinion.
She's not getting to use the card at the Olive Garden.
I think she should.
Three.
Guys, can I use... Nope, I'm sorry. You can only have two names on it.
You know, sometimes when I get
to
feeling...
Their rules, not mine.
Sometimes when I get to feeling sorry for myself, I just think, what about the Bushy? You know, and your guy Billy Bush, he's had a rough go of it.
So now you're trying to say that this isn't real? If this isn't real, can I have my career back?
So now the president is saying... PPG is saying... The Access Hollywood tape.
Is it real?
You know, I've given that some thought.
I didn't say that.
I think that whole thing was faked. Even though I said immediately after it happened, I said it and it was wrong. Now he's saying, no, I don't think that happened. I don't think that Access Hollywood, I think that whole thing was faked. I don't think I said any of that stuff.
I've been having some fever dreams in the Oval Office. And wait a minute. I don't know that I did. And what does the Bushy have to say about that?
Well, Bushy was hospitalized after getting
hit. Oh, no!
He was playing some golf to take his mind off the scandal and got hit in the head with a golf ball, was hospitalized as a result
Public course, I'm guessing. Huh?
Bush hospitalized after being hit in the head by a golf ball. And
intentionally?
This is a year after Bush was fired by NBC over the infamous Access Hollywood tape. Access Hollywood, by the way, issued a statement saying... No, this is real. We didn't fake this. And PPG says, fake news.
Yeah.
Never happened. I never said any of those things. He also recently announced that his wife, Sydney Davis, they've been married for 20 years.
Huh?
She's leaving.
Oh, brother.
So this guy has no job.
He's probably got a job.
No, I don't think he does. What does he do? What does Billy Bush do?
Well, I don't know.
His wife left him.
Olive Gardens are opening.
His wife left him. He got hit in the head with a golf ball, right?
Yeah.
And he got fired for this tape. The only other guy on the tape is President of the United States, and now that president says, I don't think any of it happened. So it's like, what do you got? Even the thing you had that was terrible, you don't have anymore.
Yeah, you're trying to take that away from me?
No.
Don't do it.
If I got to wear this the rest of my life, the fact that I was towel snapping and doing locker room talk with you on the bus, you're not taking this away from me.
What about a little something for the bushy?
How about a little something for the bushy?
Four.
Almost makes all of this worthwhile. Not quite, but almost.
The Schadenfreude of Billy Bush is delicious. Delicious.
Yeah.
Steely Dan.
Yes.
Have you heard the latest with the Steely Dan?
I have not.
Okay, so
earlier this year,
Steely Dan is just two guys, right?
Essentially, yes.
You got your Donald Fagen,
yeah,
and you got your Walter Becker.
Right, one is left.
Walter Becker died earlier this year, and people are wondering, okay, well, will Donald Fagen be going out on the road?
Because he does go out on the road as Donald Fagen anyway.
Yes.
He does both.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a lawsuit, and it's going to be in court for quite some time. Because Walter Becker's wife is saying, I own 50% of Steely Dan now. That's mine.
Maybe she does.
And I get to make the decisions about what...
What you do.
Yes.
As far as what you call yourself.
So they signed an agreement when they started the band
mm-hmm.
in like the late 60s, right? Yeah, early
70s? Yeah, yeah.
And the agreement was, if somebody quits the band or dies, mm-hmm. the other guy gets ownership.
Then why does she think she's got something?
Days before he died, she filed paperwork to say, nah, this isn't real. I no. So that seems a little suspicious. Becker's representatives are saying that the lawsuit is unwarranted and frivolous. And by Becker, I mean his wife.
So then what does she want? She just wants continuing profits?
She wants 50% of Steely Dan in perpetuity. But again, the whole point is they had a deal. In fact, a couple of years ago, this Walter Becker was like, hey, remember our deal about whoever dies first? We really need to honor that.
Uh-huh.
Like, re-signed it a couple of years ago with this Donald Fagen. And the wife is like, no, we're not, Donald should not have signed that.
No, understand. No.
I don't think he's married to the cleaning lady from Family Guy.
More pledge. No.
Five.
Number five.
Finally, number five, Darren. The word of the year. It's that time of year where all the dictionaries want to tell us what the word of the year is, and we have our first word of the year. I'm sure this will be the last.
It's not too soon to say.
No,
December doesn't count. All right. Well, I'm used to that.
No, this is how it works. We start to take stock of the year in late November.
We have a word of the year.
Mm-hmm. And the word of the year, according to dictionary.com, is complicit. Complicit is the word that best describes the year 2017. It's an adjective. Choosing to be involved in an illegal or questionable act, mm-hmm. especially with others, having complicity. That is, complicit, your word of the year for 2017.
That could be a word that gets more and more popular.
I've given this a lot of thought. I don't think I said any of that stuff on that bus. No, I didn't. All right, everybody, I didn't say any of it.
No, you said it. No.
All right, well, you're fired, too.
I'll fire you.
Yeah, there it is.
That's easy.
Those are your top five things.
The top five things. The podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Gourmet hot and ice and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea if you're out shopping. Gift cards make a great gift, of course. That's why they call them gift cards. And chocolate-covered espresso beans make a great stocking stuffer. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal, muffins, and more. Fall into a spiced chai latte or a pumpkin roll latte, a delicious mix of pumpkin pie, creme brulee, and cupcake.
Wow.
The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink, and don't forget their delicious soups, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, chicken tortilla, and of course mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one at Capriati's Sandwich Shop.
So there's this guy, this flat earther, Mike Hughes is his name. And
Mike Hughes.
Yes. This is where we're at now, where the truth means so little that there are thousands of people who believe that the earth is flat. And this is where we're at. Adults who went to the same schools as you and I will say, one of the rappers, I guess the other day, one of the big rappers said, you know what, I don't think slavery ever happened because I've never seen a slave ship. I've never seen a slave ship. How do I know? I don't think slavery ever happened.
If the world was flat,
yes,
wouldn't the water pour off?
They have answers for all of that. If you want to watch YouTube, what these idiots have to say about
how, I mean, I know there's still gravity, but
yeah. No, none of it makes any sense.
Okay.
This guy, this Mike Hughes, he's built a rocket ship that he wants to fire himself off in, and then he's going to get 1,800 feet high.
I have seen this.
And then he's going to take a picture to prove once and for all to everybody that the Earth is in fact flat. Now,
He's building his own rocket ship.
Yes, he's built it. Yes. He has built his own rocket ship and his homemade scrap metal rocket ship.
Now, he's done this a couple times from what I understand. This will not be his first flight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think he's shot himself up and has survived.
That's news to me, because I was expecting that this guy was going to launch himself, and then we would be doing a quick Thinning the Herd episode.
Well, it could very well be. This could be the biggest rocket he's ever used. It kind of looks like what the Snake River Canyon.
That's exactly what it looks like. It's Snake River Canyon rocket ship. Exactly. Research Flat Earth Craft is what it's called. And I guess the government told him, you're not launching a rocket ship on public land. And he says, well, you told me I could. You gave me verbal permission.
No.
And they said, no, we don't do that.
No, we didn't. And the man said I could do it.
Mm-hmm. The launch, he says, has not been canceled, merely postponed. He's going to move to private property. And then sometime in the coming week, he's going to launch himself into you know, high enough into space that he can take a picture to prove once and for all that the Earth is, in fact, flat.
Bubble Boy's got to be like 40 years old now, doesn't he?
What is that about? People that want to think the Earth is flat. What is that about?
What good does that do you?
Well, I don't get it. Like, is it this need to be like, everything you know is wrong. I know stuff that's, I'm smarter than what you've been taught. Is that what it is?
I don't know what the benefit of being flat helps. Why does that help out?
What is the mindset of these people that think the Earth is flat?
Well, because they can't see the curvature.
Okay, but
you shouldn't be able to see the curvature.
This was something like the Greeks and the Chinese and the Arabs figured out thousands of years ago. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand how someone who's living in the time that we're all alive in could possibly think that the Earth is flat.
I don't see it curving at all.
No, that doesn't make any sense. And then when you explain, like, okay, well, when you fly around the world, how do you explain that? Those pilots are in on it. They're all in on it together. This massive conspiracy.
Is there anything on the other side?
And I will say this. If you're someone who does believe that the Earth is flat and you're thinking about texting in or writing an email, don't listen to the show anymore. Just stop.
So with the flat Earth, yes. Is there something on the other side? Or is it one-sided?
Like, if you were to dig a hole, like, because the Earth is round, you could dig a hole to China. Do they think you dig a hole and then it would just go to outer space?
I don't know. Is it not only flat but one-sided?
I don't know. I don't get it.
Because that's just a waste of space is what that is.
Literally. Got a story here of a guy over in England who smashed through a balcony and attacked his neighbor with a plank of wood because the guy was playing a Wham song too loud.
Last Christmas?
Well, Last Christmas is a George Michael song.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was...
Are you sure? Belly button piercing sure?
Yeah. Last Christmas is George Michael. But I think here in the...
A different corner.
What am I thinking
of? I think Last Christmas is a Wham song.
Well, there are songs that were released in the States as Wham songs that were George Michael songs.
Okay.
Because, like, the record company
didn't think we couldn't handle it.
We couldn't handle it. Careless Whisper, I think, is George Michael solo.
Yes.
But here in the States, they released it as Wham.
Oh, yes.
Is that what I'm thinking of?
I think that's what you're thinking of.
But I think, is Last Christmas the B-side to Careless Whisper?
Could be.
I feel like we've...
been down this road?
I think that it's... I know that he donated all of the money from Last Christmas to USA for Africa. We've talked about that a million times. Okay, Last Christmas is the B-side to Wham's Everything She Wants. Well, that is most definitely...
A Wham song.
A Wham song. From their brilliant album, Music from the Edge of Heaven. You know, Make It Big. That's the album where Wham earned the exclamation point. Okay, so Music from the Edge of Heaven is Wham. When did Wham put out a I'm Your Man is on that one?
Was Andrew Ridgely ever on the George Michael sports machine?
Yes. He was the guy in the machine making all the noises. He was the guy going boop boop beep boop beep boop boop.
We need you to do something.
Now you tell me that you're having my baby. I'll tell you that I'm happy if you
Although
want me to.
He's going to have the house to himself here soon because Bananarama is going on tour.
The song was Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. And this guy was like, no, I'm not hearing that again. So he picked up a piece of wood and just started beating this guy in the head with a plank of wood. Left him with a broken arm. Sentenced to 2 years in prison after being found guilty of grievous bodily harm.
I wonder if that's what happened to Rand Paul, because they're being very hush-hush about all that.
They are being hush-hush about that.
Yes. They're trying to make, I think they're trying to make a bigger deal out of it, because if it's like a political thing,
yeah,
so you can be in more trouble for that.
Because it's like a hate crime.
It's kind of like a hate crime, whereas if it's like, you're my neighbor and I hate you, and your stupid trees are hanging over on my side.
Attacking someone because they're a United States senator is a much bigger crime than attacking someone because you think they're a jerk.
You're my neighbor and I hate you.
Yeah, yeah.
Busted him up real good.
MTV has greenlighted a new installment of Jersey Shore with the original cast. This will be called Jersey Shore Family Vacation. It'll be out in 2018. They're bringing back one of the biggest shows ever on MTV, The Jersey Shore, and it will feature most of the original cast.
It's shocking that they're all available to do the show.
The Situation, Snooki, JWoww, Pauly D, they're all coming back. Were there other people? Like, it doesn't say who's not coming
back. And the rest.
It says most of them are coming back. Most of them are coming back, but it doesn't say who isn't. And I don't know enough about Jersey Shore to read this and
It could very well
be. What about Pickles?
Well, no, it could be that when they bring him back, we're not going to draw attention to whoever's back because you probably won't remember that they're not back.
Right.
Why bring it up?
Right. Like when the Brady Bunch reunion happened,
doesn't matter.
No one was like, where's Cousin Oliver? Why isn't he coming to the Brady Bride's wedding? No one said that because no one cared. So, you know.
Cousin Oliver is still married to Tiger. Only in California.
That's going to have to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things.
Hi, I'm Florence Henderson, and you're listening to Dave and Darren.
Thank you, Mrs. Brady.
From the edge of heaven.
We miss you. Tell George Michael we said hello. The sports machine guy, not the singer.
If you can find him. The Top 5 Things podcast has originated from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, 46 First Avenue, Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups, and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby Turned Turkey, cranberry sauce, homemade stuffing, and mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. And if you're having any sort of party, make sure that you get a hold of Capriati's because they will take care of it for that extraordinary event.
Oh,
build your own meatball sub with... It's that time of season with a Caps Meatball Bar. Capriati's signature homemade meatballs are made from scratch daily and simmered in a classic marinara sauce. Every meatball bar comes with the sliced provolone, Romano cheese, and baked rolls. Capriati Sandwich Shop on 53rd Street in Davenport. Mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. We are back tomorrow.
Tomorrow, the regular show, and then we're going to do a patron-only show at some point this week. Yes. That'll either be on Thursday or Friday. Yeah. We'll let you patrons know. I guess tomorrow we'll have an answer for you there. So there'll be one more regular show this week for everybody, and then a patron-exclusive show. I did have one more text on the Harrington's Pub text line I wanted to share with you.
Okay.
563 texting in saying, "Hey, Darren, just saw a commercial saying Toyota-thon is on. I hope this excites you."
Well, it's the Toyota-thon girl's favorite time of the year. Toyota-thon. Yeah. It's right there. It's, do we put the decorations out for Toyota-thon and, of course, Lobster Fest?
Well, I tell you, I had this thought while I was watching the Bears-Eagles game. They've got these AT&T commercials now where they've got like 50 spokespeople, and the joke is that they have too many spokespeople. AT&T, have you seen these spots where it's
seen
like,
that one.
We give you more of this, more spokespeople saying more. And then the one guy's like, oh, am I not in the frame? And that's the joke.
Okay.
We don't need 15, 20 spokespeople, AT&T. We need Lily, the AT&T girl, to come back.
That would be a Christmas miracle.
That's what we need. Knock off this stuff. And now these progressives doing this.
Why did you ever knock that on the head?
That was fantastic stuff. And then progressives doing these commercials where it's like Flo's minion is the star of them. Either it's Flo or we don't need to see the commercial. This whole thing where it's like, oh, I'm Jimmy, I'm the young kid here at Progressive. No one cares. We don't need sequels to progressive stuff. If it's not Flo, and let's all agree, maybe it's time for Flo to hang it up. Maybe they need a new campaign. But if the campaign is, I'm Jeremy and I'm the young guy here, no one cares about Jeremy. It's Flo or it's nothing.
Right.
Thank you for letting me get that off my chest because it's been weighing heavily on me. We need Lily, the AT&T girl, back, and we need Flo back.
Have you seen anything different in the vending machine at work? There's a change in the time of the year.
They've got these slices of pizza, and I had the thought yesterday.
Now you got like a toaster oven there?
No, just a microwave.
Okay, that's not the best.
It's not the greatest. I think for your birthday, I'm going to bring it up work for lunch, and I'll just say, I'm going to take you in front of the Hasty Tasty machine and go, anything you want, help yourself.
Can I get two things?
We'll see how good of a boy you are.
No. Just pick one.
Until we get a chance to do it for you again. Hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock on,
come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
That's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.